Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Theodore Guerin Catholic High School. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. Tonight, it's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies as they travel to battle with the Guerin Catholic Lady Golden Eagles. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Both teams are on the floor. They're getting warmed up. They're still shooting from lines. I'll mention the Huskies shooting some three-point shots from the right corner baseline. Guerin Catholic just inside the left corner baseline shooting two-point shots. Looks like it could be a good game. Festive atmosphere. Pretty good group of fans on hand here tonight. We'll mention the JV contest did conclude. I think it was 37-32 was the final score. Hamilton Heights was defeated by Guerin Catholic. I'll mention the halftime score was Guerin Catholic 21, Hamilton Heights 13. That turned out to be a good ball game. So the captains are at midcourt there by in front of the scorer's bench. They're talking with the officials. They're getting the lowdown. And girls basketball on a Tuesday night. Say what, the boys' games are coming right up around the corner. I believe Hamilton Heights is at Pendleton Heights. I think Coach Cherry told me that was Thursday. Check the records there, but I think Thursday Hamilton Heights will be at Pendleton Heights. So 9:43 on the pregame. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Lady Huskies have a school enrollment of 731. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. Became Hamilton Heights in 1965. Prior to, it was Jackson Central. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are in Class 3A, sectional number 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will take place this year at Yorktown High School. You need to get to Yorktown. You take the Arcadia Pike. You just stay on the Arcadia Pike. That's 266th Street. Stay on there until you have to turn left. And there you're right there. I said right there at Yorktown High School. We'll mention Hamilton Heights currently 4-1 on the season. Delta, the Lady Eagles, are also 4-1. Frankston, Lady Eagles, 3-1. Yorktown, Lady Tigers, they're 2-0. Jay County, Lady Patriots, they're 1-1. Centerville, the Lady Bulldogs, are 0-4. And the Newcastle Lady Trojans are 0-4. Hamilton Heights High School, their principal is Jared Mason. Jared Mason, he's a 94 graduate from Hamilton Heights. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. That's Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Currently, there are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East, right now it's Western. That's 3 wins, no losses. Hamilton Heights, 4 wins, 1 loss. Northwestern, 0 wins, 4 losses. Tipton, 0 wins, 4 losses. In the West Division, it's Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central looking good out of the gate. They're 5 wins, 0 losses. Twin Lakes, Lady Indians, they're 3 wins, 0 losses. Benton Central, 2 wins, 0 losses. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, are 3-2. Lafayette Central Catholic, the Knights, the Lady Knights, are 1-1. Hamilton Heights, as mentioned, they're 4 wins, 1 loss. They're yet to play their first East Division game. That's coming up early December with Northwestern. The head coach of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 123 wins, 55 losses, working in year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. They're going to have a little bit of a hiatus. I'm sure they'll be practicing diligently. But the Hamilton Heights, their next game is going to be on Wednesday, November 29th. That's about a 15-day hiatus. So they'll get some good practice in. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will be at the North Miami Lady Warriors that night. You can listen to them on PutMeInSports.com. That's a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 start for the varsity. We'll also mention, talk about this just a moment. Tuesday, that's tonight, the 14th of November. And then the next game for the Huskies, Lady Huskies, November 29th. So in between that 15-day period, their next opponent will be Logansport. I tell you what, I take that back. It's gonna be the North Miami Lady Warriors. But in between that hiatus, we'll mention North Miami Lady Warriors. We'll have a game against Logansport. That'll be on the 17th. That's a Friday. And they'll have a game against Mequonnequah. That'll be on Wednesday, the 22nd. So the Lady Huskies probably going to get their legs back underneath them in the 15-day period. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference varsity basketball. Results from Saturday, the 11th. 7 conference games, 1 cross conference. These are final scores. Benton Central, 61. Clinton Prairie, 25. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 53. Jay County, 41. Park Tudor, 55. Tipton, 13. Rensselaer Central, 69. Knox, 18. Tippecanoe Valley, 67. Northwestern, 29. Twin Lakes, 67. Delphi, 37. West Lafayette, 42. Kokomo, 31. And the one game across conference in the Hoosier Conference, it's Western. They're having a good season. Western, 51. Central Catholic, 37. Tonight's games on the agenda here on the 14th. They're going to be 2 Hoosier Conference and 5 non-conference. They're like this tonight. Hamilton Heights at Guerin Catholic. That's right, 7:30. It'll be about 7:40. Tipton, that's a conference game versus Northwestern. That's 7 o'clock. It's underway. Western is at Mequonnequah tonight, 7:30. Benton Central at Lafayette Jeff. There's a Lafayette tournament going on, and you'll hear why. You'll hear the games, and you'll understand. The first 2 games I mentioned here will be at Harrison High School. So that first one is Benton Central at Lafayette Jeff. The second one is Rensselaer Central. They are at Harrison of West Lafayette. That's a 7:30 start. And over there at Harrison High School, coaching girls basketball, I understand she's a freshman assistant, Bailey Runner. I'm sure she is contributing pretty big. She's wearing orange over there, but the second color is blue. And we'll also mention Central Catholic is at Twin Lakes, going against Twin Lakes, at McCutcheon, 6 o'clock. West Lafayette is at McCutcheon. That's McCutcheon Gym at 7:30. We'll talk a little bit about those Guerin Catholic Golden Eagles. Guerin Catholic Golden Eagles, they have a gym, a studio. Enrollment here at Golden Eagle High School is 7:40. Their school was founded in 2004. They're Class 3A. They're in Sectional 27. And that sectional will take place at Bishop Chittard High School. There are 6 in that sectional, and they are Indianapolis Heron, Lady Aikens, Heritage Christian, Lady Eagles, Robust Jesuit, Lady Braves, Indianapolis Shortridge, Lady Blue Devils, Guerin Catholic, Lady Golden Eagles, Indianapolis Chittard, Lady Trojans. The principal at Guerin Catholic is James McNeeney. The athletic director is Ryan Davis. The associate athletic director, she's most instrumental for putting me in sports. We're thankful for Deb Stannis. And the athletic assistant, AD, is Charlie Berry. We'll mention Guerin Catholic Golden Eagles. The high school is located at 15300 Gray Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can dial them up at 317 582-0120. On the web, it's GarenCatholicSports.org. There were the colors, purple and gold. They perform in the Circle City Conference. There are six teams, and they're like this, Ron Collin. The Lady Royals are 3-1. Rebuff, Lady Braves are 1-1. Garen Catholic, Lady Golden Eagles, 1-2. Bishop Chittard, Lady Trojans are 1-2. Heritage Christian, Lady Eagles are 0-1. And Covenant Christian, the Lady Warriors are 0-2. Will Mission, the Lady Eagles are currently 1 win, 2 losses. They're yet to play a conference game. Their head coach, working in year number 2, is Coach Danielle Cardinal. Danielle Cardinal, that's a familiar last name. We may speak of that last name during the game. It's very prominent. We'll also mention she's 9 wins, 17 losses. And the next game on the agenda for Garen Catholic Lady Golden Eagles is going to happen this Saturday, the 18th. It'll be a 1 o'clock JD and a 2:30 varsity. It'll be Heritage Christian Lady Eagles. They'll travel to right here, Garen Catholic Lady Eagles, Lady Golden Eagles High School. So the clock getting ready to empty out. We'll talk about the Circle City Conference here in a moment. And as I think they're getting ready for the national anthem, Garen Catholic, Lady Golden Eagles are standing. So we'll do the same. Garen Catholic and Hamilton Heights, pretty much an annual event. So we're going to listen to public address right now as he greets the Hamilton Heights group and the Garen Catholic Golden Eagle group. And I can see they have a new scoreboard here at the opposite end. I think it's the south end. And it looks nice. It's digital. And we'll probably rely on that. So we're going to set this down for our national anthem. We're going to pray. That's our national anthem. Everybody in the whole gym on the same page for 90 seconds. So we'll see how the rest of the game goes. It'll be good. And we'll mention the starting lineup. First for the visiting team, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, she's a 5'6" senior. That's Ella Hickok. Wearing number 3 for the Huskies, 5'6" junior. That's Katie Brown. Wearing number 10, 5'10" senior, that's Cameron Runner. Wearing number 12 tonight, it's 5'7" freshman, Cameron Roten. And wearing number 24 for the Lady Huskies, 5'9" senior, Hadley Cherry. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. We're mentioning the starting lineup for the Garen Catholic Lady Golden Eagles. They'll start like this. Wearing number 1, 5'1" junior. Her name is Annie Murphy. I got to meet her mom. She's next door to me on the left. help me with pronunciation. Annie Murphy is Vietnamese. She was adopted by this beautiful mom and dad to my left. And she was adopted when she was 3 months old. Wearing number 5, 6'3" freshman, Gianna Morelli. Wearing number 12, 5'10" junior, Reagan Haynes. Wearing number 14, 5'9" junior, that's Ava Bills. And wearing number 23 is 5'4" freshman, Lillian Belly. So, they're getting ready for the basketball. I'm going to tip it off. Husky's still in a little bit of a huddle there. Garen Chaffee just broke up their huddle. They're going to jump it up right now for Garen Chaffee. It's going to be number 5, Gianna Morelli. 6'3". She's a freshman. And getting ready to jump it up for Lady Huskies. It's going to be number 3, Katie Brown. Tip is controlled by the Huskies. Picked up in the backcourt. Over and back, the pass. Evidently, the pass controlled by Ella Hitchcock. Didn't wait until the person that received it there got across in the front court, and it's an over and back. That's a good call. The officials are right on the money. 7:50 on the game clock. Garen Chaffee, Golden Eagles, with the basketball. There's going to be a foul whistled outside the paint. They were trying to get it inside to number 5, Gianna Morelli. Gianna Morelli going to absorb the first foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. We'll be on number 12, Cameron Runner. She has one. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, out top of the circle. Going to drive outside the paint, knocking the ball free to Ella Hitchcock. Picked up by Morelli to take a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Roten. Cameron Roten with the board. They'll feed the ball back to Cameron Runner. She'll cross the timeline at the dribble. She'll go right side, right there near head coach. Cardinal, so they're working back around. She's on the dribble, she'll penetrate in, she'll bring it back in out of the baseline. Working behind the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Roten, Cameron Roten, wouldn't go off the back iron. Rebound out of there, secured by the Golden Eagles to the front court. Catches the hand briefly, 23, Lillian Belly. Working the back right side behind the arc. That's 14, Ava Bills. Now back out top, thought about a 3. That was Annie Murphy. Murphy going to get the ball back from Lillian Belly. They'll work it right there. They'll work it back to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Garen Catholic wouldn't go. Shot taken by Lillian Belly. Number 23, rebound Hamilton Heights. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble is Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble inside the paint. But she's at the top of the circle. So working around the perimeter. Go baseline. Going to drive the basketball. Going to be a reverse layup. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Hadley Sherry. Going to be a foul committed in the backcourt. The rebound was secured. Spoken about this before. If you miss a shot, you want the ball back. And they're going to whistle a foul on Hadley Cherry. So we've all been there. So 6:35 on the game clock. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Brought in with the basketball number 12, Reagan Haynes. Hamilton Heights providing pressure in the backcourt. Going to be a foot kick right there. Quick reflexes for Cameron Runner. So they'll bring the ball back in. It belongs to Garen Chaffee. 6.5 minutes left. No score. Waiting for the first ball to go through the hoop. Going to work it in the backcourt. Garen Chaffee going to try to break the press with the pass off the hands of Murphy. It's picked up at half court by Hamilton Heights. Going off the glass. No foul called. Cameron Runner. Right there, couldn't get the shot to go. They're going to rebound the basketball. Garen Chaffee. Ella Hitchcock trying to get the steal, and she does in the front court by the scorer's bench. Ball's loose now, picked up by Reagan Haynes of Garen Chaffee. Crossing the timeline, good dribbling exhibition. Number 1, Annie Murphy. She'll pass it to the corner. We'll get it back out top. Inside the arc, that's number 12, Reagan Haynes. Outside the arc, they're dribble in. 14, Ava Bills. To go baseline. She'll take a jumper. She'll get the first 2 points of the evening. 2-0 contest. Garen Catholic in front. 5:40 on the game clock. Going to pass it in the front court outside the arc. Katie Brown working around the perimeter. Ella Hitchcock. Right side. Cameron Runner takes a 3. Shot is good. And I'm looking for a shot. Looking for a foul after the shot on the block out. No foul called. She got the bucket. 3-point land. Huskies are in front. 3-2. In the backcourt, going to be a drag to step there and on the pass, and it's going to be a traveling violation. It's going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. They'll have it in their own front court. They're going to bring it in under the basket. Right of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry. Looking to get it in, Hadley Cherry does, behind the arc left side by the corner. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Back pedal dribble out top to go to the opposite corner. Going to dribble in now across the lane. Hadley Cherry kicks it out. Katie Brown, three-point shot, good. Left elbow extended. 6-2 contest, Lady Huskies by 4. Trying to break the press with the pass, and they'll break it. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be tipped away and taken back by Gary Chaplin. Right there with Lillian Belly. Rebound. It's going to be a steal by Hadley Cherry. They'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot. Ella Hickok rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by 14, Ava Bills. Ava Bills, 8.7 rebounds per game average. It'll be a traveling violation in the front court. Hamilton Heights going to get the ball back. They'll bring it in front of their own bench. But there's going to be a timeout before. So we'll take a timeout. 4:40 on the game clock. We'll talk a little bit about Circle City Conference. Last Saturday, the 11th, the results for 4 games in the Circle City Conference was Brabus, 48, Englewood, 43, Gibson Southern, 69, Bishop Chittard, 58, Greenfield Central, 48, Garen Catholic, 36, Dinesville, 63, Ron Colley, 48. Games happening last night, there was 1, Heritage Christian and Pendleton Heights. 62, Pendleton Heights got the win, 42, Heritage Christian. And got to mention, Coach Keegan Cherry, he's from Pendleton Heights. He graduated there. He got a green jacket, and I think it was for sports. I don't know if he played golf. The ball's in the front court, Lady Huskies on the dribble. We're going to behind the arc, Katie Brown. Shot on the way, short off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Garen Chaplin in the ball game. That's number 5, Gianna Morelli, 6'3". She's a freshman. Out top of the circle, she'll pass it around the perimeter. Right side with the basketball, at 22. Corey Dews enters the game during the timeout. So we're going to the corner. Annie Murphy gets it back around. It goes in the paint. Shot wouldn't go off the glass. That was 14, Ava Bills. To the front court, Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Cameron Runner puts the shot up, but they're going to call the foul on the floor. The shot went off the glass, and it rolled around and fell in. But they're going to call a foul prior to the release of the basketball. 4:01 on the game clock, left of the bucket. Alley-oop play, gets it in. The Cameron Runner, she comes down with the basketball. Tries to go off the glass. She's going to absorb a foul. She'll shoot twice. 3:59 on the game clock. 6-2 contest. Lady Huskies by 4. At the free throw line for the Lady Huskies, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner has been there 31 times thus far this season. She'll get the first one. Cameron Runner going to be a substitution in the ballgame. Taking a breather is number 1, Annie Murphy. And in the ballgame for Gordon Sagedi. Second shot is also in the ballgame for 15, that's Emmy Cardinal. Emmy Cardinal off the bench in the ballgame. So second shot goes in. So 32-33 thus far on the season. In the paint, would go for Gary Chapley. Back the other direction. Cameron Leonard, turnaround jumper, got it. Just outside the paint. About a 7-footer. The point. Hamilton Heights goes in front, 10-2. Going to break the press with the pass to the front court on the dribble. She has 14, Ava Bill. She'll bring it back out top and move it around the perimeter. 2-point shot, left side, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 5, Gianna Morelli. Gianna Morelli, opportunity. 3:16 on the game clock. 10-2 contest. Going to dribble right side outside the paint. Near same shot for Cameron Leonard. Same location, same result. 12-2 contest. 10-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. In the front court, working at right side at 14, Ava Bill. Being guarded there by Ella Hickok, and she'll reach out and get the steal. She'll tip it to herself, pick up the basketball. Cross-court tip pass, 3-point shot in the air. Katie Brown wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Cameron Root. She'll bring it back out, pass it back out, Ella Hickok. They'll get it to camp Katie Brown will penetrate in. She'll take about a 14-footer to roll around and fall in. 2-point shot good. 14-2. Lady Huskies by 12. 2:27 left here in the first quarter. Tipped away, trying to pass the cross to the timeline. Back the other direction, Cameron Runner couldn't get the shot to go. Thought she might have been fouled. No foul, no whistle. So back the other direction. Behind the back dribble. Good dribbling exhibition right there for Jeremy Chapley. That's Lillian Belly, number 23. Outside, inside the three-point line, shot wouldn't go. Darren Chapley, 15, Emmy Cardinals. Back to the front court, Lady Huskies. They're moving the ball right up and down the court. It's dribble in, just outside the paint, Ella Hickok. They say what, the girls' basketball game has sped up considerably since the 80s. Be a full timeout called. They'll take a 60-second timeout. And we'll mention game night tonight in the Circle City Conference, Tuesday the 14th. 5 games on the agenda tonight, Hamilton Heights and Kevin Catholic, Ron Colley and Pike, Perry Meridian and Bishop Chittard, Sheridan and Brebeuf. Yes, Sheridan is at Brebeuf at the 7 o'clock start. Tri-West at Heritage Christian. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention the Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. You can get that publication in this county of Hamilton, or you can get it outside Hamilton County. You can get it across the waves there. You can get it to California, Michigan, you can get it in Texas. But we'll mention, all you got to do is go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. Or you can call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor at 765-585-9519. That's Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. And right there you'll see Hamilton County Reporter, Hall of Fame Sports Editor, Richie Hall. Richie Hall right there. You get $36 online, $72 per year as paper. That's quite a bargain. So we'll mention the ball's in the front court. At the back court now, trying to get it to the front court. Darren Chapley, Hamilton Heights providing pressure. Trying to get that 10-second call, and they did. 10 seconds in the back court. The pass was made. Not sure if that goes by if the ball's over the 10-second line or if it's got to be received in the front court. Probably received in the front court. But the ball goes back to Hamilton Heights. They'll bring it in right of the bucket on the baseline. Hadley Sherry. She'll work it back out. Ella Hickok going to dribble out top of the circle. Working against her is 23, Lillian Belly. So they'll work a back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok, and she sets the offense. On the dribble, near the center court line. Plenty of space there. No closely guarded count happening. She'll work it right side. Going to dribble in. That's Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame. Pass is going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Darren Chapley. 1 minute, 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. 16-2. Lady Huskies by 14. It's going to be brought in from the side court. It's going to be tossed in by 23, Lillian Belly. Lillian Belly, she averages 6.7 per ball game, 2.3 rebounds per game. Let's try to get a pass across there and across the timeline with the dribble. And they're going to whistle a line infraction on the side court line. There was some friction there. The official blew the whistle for the step on the out-of-bounds line. And they're going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. So crossing the timeline on the dribble is Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side behind the arc, Kennedy Cherry. She'll work around the perimeter, out top, long three. Short off the mark for Cameron Runner. Fighting for the board, Kennedy Cherry almost came up with it. It's secured by 14, Ava Bills of the Lady Golden Eagles. Going to be another kick. Playing defense in the front court. That's number 10, Cameron Runner. She kicks the basketball. It's deemed as intentional. It was. If it's not deemed as intentional, then it's just a loose ball outside the arc. With the basketball at 14, Ava Bill. And it's all a charging foul right there. Ava Bill trying to work it back around. And Kennedy Cherry sets up for the charge. And she absorbs the foul. So in a whistle foul on 14, Darren Catholic, Ava Bill, she has one. key foul situation. Garen Catholic has three. Hamilton Heights has two. We're in the first quarter, 38 seconds remaining, brought in front of the Husky bench by Cameron Runner to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok in the front court going to pick up a screen from Cameron Runner. She'll pass to the corner. Katie Brown back to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble the paint. Kick it back out. They'll move it to the left corner baseline. Three-point shot. When you go, Cameron Roten. You go behind the arc. Cameron Runner steps to the side, drives a three. It's short off the mark. 12 seconds left. Rebound secured by Garen Catholic. Going to bring it to the front court. That's 14, Ava Bills. They'll pass it in, Lillian Belling. She'll go baseline, work it out to Morelli. Morelli in the corner, not going to get the shot off. Didn't get the shot off, going to complete the first quarter. After one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 16, Garen Catholic Lady Eagles 2. We'll mention tonight's ball game is being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products. And a myriad, I was told to me by Tony Evans down in Texas. A myriad means a thousand. I believe it. So you can visit them, Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. You can check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc., that's I-N-K. You can dial them up at 765-552-5130. Again, their number is 765-552-5130. You'll talk to Alan, probably. Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon Truck Store, they bleed orange. So we're going to inbound the basketball. Ultimate possession arrow, going to give it to Garen Catholic. The pass is shyly in the backcourt. On the dribble, they'll work at right side. At number 12, Reagan Haynes. Cross-court pass, she'll get it across the baseline. Dribble in off the glass, two-point bucket, good. Garen Catholic, Golden Eagle. You can credit that bucket. Number 14, Ava Bills. She averages 8 points per contest. Going to be a push foul in the front court. On the dribble was Katie Brown. She's going to absorb the foul from number 12, Reagan Haynes. Reagan Haynes has one. Team foul number one. We're in the second quarter. We wipe out the fouls. We start fresh at zero. When we get to five, whoever gets fouled on the fifth foul is going to go to the stripe and shoot two. Out top with the basketball, Ella Hickok. Works the right side, Cameron Runner. Out behind the arc in the corner, right side, Cameron Roten brings it back out on the pass. Chest pass to Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She's going to absorb a foul. That crossover bought the foul. And they're going to whistle a foul on Lady Eagles, number 15, Emmy Cardinal. Emmy Cardinal going to take a breather. Going to have a little bit of a chat right there with Mom. I'll tell you what. Mom played some collegiate basketball. So did her husband. Her husband, Brian Cardinal, played collegiate at Purdue along with her. And he played professional basketball. What a quality family. So they're going to bring the ball in. First, it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Right of the bucket, it's going to be brought in by Hamilton Heights, Hadley Cherry. Cherry looking to get it in. Looking, trying to bring it in. Cameron Runner on the cut. Out behind the arc, left side, going to pick up a screen. Cassidy Schakel in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Outside the arc on the dribble, Hadley Cherry. Back outside, back pedal dribble, that's Ella Hickok. Working the left side on the dribble, she'll cross over. Back pedal dribble again, she'll work it loose. Little hesitation dribble, puts it back down. Pass it back out top, 24, Hadley Cherry. Drives the lane, puts it up. Two-point bucket, didn't need the backboard. 6:40 on the game clock. 18-4. 14-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Garen Catholic working it down on the baseline. Outside the paint, going to bounce pass it back out. Lillian Belly should go off the glass. Shot going to go. Rebound, Garen Catholic now tipped away and stolen from the backside by Cameron Runner. She'll go coast to coast, but now pass off. They'll work it back around. Cassie Schakel gets it out to teammate, classmate, Ella Hickok. Her shot wouldn't go, but Cameron Runner got the put back. It's 20-4. 6:07 on the game clock. Going to be a foul whistled in the backcourt. It's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies going to pick up the foul. It's going to be Ella Hickok. She'll pick up number one in the contest. Back in the contest is going to be number 25, Kennedy Sherry. Ella Hickok going to get some medium fives right there by the coaching staff. She'll take a breather. Ball's in the backcourt. Trying to get it to the front court with a dribble in the backcourt. Ava Bills. She'll pass it left side. They'll dribble across the timeline. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Shot going to go. That was Lillian Belly. Rebound out of there. Cassidy Schaefer for the Huskies. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Katie Brown. Rebound. Schaefer. Schaefer's going to be fouled from behind. Cassidy Schaefer going to absorb the foul. It will not be a shooting foul. So they'll bring the ball back in. They have substitutions back in the ball game. Back in the ball game. For Garen Catholic is going to be number 15, Emma Cardinal. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 12, Cameron Roten. Going to bring the ball in left of the bucket. On the baseline, Hadley Sherry. 5:46 left here in the second quarter. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in. She'll kick it back out behind the arc. Hadley Sherry, she'll dribble in, go off the glass. They're going to say the foul occurred before this made basket. I believe so. They're going to bring it in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. They're going to whistle this foul on Garen Catholic. It'll be number 23, Lillian Belly. She has one. So, four thus far here in the second quarter. Fouls accumulative for Garen Catholic. One for the Lady Huskies. Shot outside the arc. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Cameron Runner. Rebound, Garen Catholic. And across the timeline with the pass. To number 12, Reagan Haynes, outside the arc, right side, being guarded by Hadley Cherry. Going to work it back out top of the basketball around the perimeter. And Cameron Runner going to get that magical foot out there again, kick the ball away. So what a kicked basketball just gives everybody a chance to take a little breather because they're going to have to bring it back in. 5:16 on the game clock. Brooke of Matthew, pretty good on that verse. Going to bring it back in. Going to be inbound the basketball right here, but first we're going to see Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok in the ballgame taking a breather is Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten, a freshman, getting her first start here as a Husky, a Lady Husky. 5:12 left, clock moving. On the dribble, out top. Guarding the basketball, Kennedy Cherry, like glue. They'll pass out of it. Let's pass it back to Ava Bills. They'll work the right side to Belly. Belly off the glass, three-point bucket off the glass reminds me a whole lot of Randy Whitman. He used the glass so well for the Indiana Hoosiers. Crossover, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, just a near the three-point line, right corner baseline, shot wouldn't go. Cassie Schaefer, I believe, when they work it back in, the ball goes out of bounds. 4:42 on the game clock. Could be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Once again, Tavi Cherry to trigger the inbound. 4:42 left. 13-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Going to dribble in. Cameron Runner. Bounce pass across the lane. Kennedy Cherry. Back out top. Ella Hickok. Left side. Tavi Cherry. Now back out top. Back pedal dribble. Near the center circle is Ella Hickok. Working against her is 22, Corey Dews. Working the right side. Take that back. It's 23, Lillian Bell. Outside the arc on the dribble in. Elbow right side, dishes off. Outside the paint, Hadley Cherry takes a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassidy Schaefer. Going to work it left side. Back pedal dribble. Number two, Ella Hickok. Not closely guarded. The official lets them know she's too far away. No count administered. 4:04 on the game clock to the corner. Hadley Cherry takes a three. She'll dribble in, pass it back out. Kennedy Cherry behind the arc. Now out. Way behind the arc near the center circle once again. Ella Hickok will set up the offense once again. Cassidy Schaefer. Hands off. Ella Hickok. She'll screen now. Cassidy Schaefer give and go. She'll take a shot just inside the three-point stripe. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. 14. Ava Bills. To the front court crossover. And dribble in the paint. Floater. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Bills. Rebound out of there. Hamilton Heights. 3:28 on the game clock. Crossover. Cameron Runner, behind the arc, she'll dribble in, take through the corner, two-point land. They'll dribble back out of Hadley Cherry, out to Ella Hickok, she'll launch a three. from a straightaway wouldn't go. 20-7. We're nearing halftime. 3:08 left. Gonna be a tie up there near the scores bench. Coach Keegan Cherry gonna take a three in a hurry before the tie up takes place. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, bringing you this contest is Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage. Threat storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. Call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that's 317-774-1500. Or you can go to the website, www.aipsindiana.com. That's AIPSindiana.com. They're conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street in Arcadia, right there by the Arcadia ballpark. They're going to inbound the basketball in. Lady Huskies in front of their scores bench. I take that in front of their coaches. Ball brought in. Ellie Hickok in the front court. Crossover dribble. She'll work it out top. Back pedal dribble. They'll reset the offense. Guarding Ella is 23, Delillian Belly. She's going to dribble left side. 2:50 left. Going to hit the cutter. That's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner cut from the right corner baseline nearby. Cut to the basket. Ella Hickok. Good pass. And they're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled against the Lady Golden Eagles. Number 12, Reagan Haynes. Reagan Haynes has two. That's five accumulative against Darren here in the first half. I should say the second quarter. First shot is good. Cameron Runner. We're going to end the in a couple more inserts here for the Golden Eagles in the ball game. It's 22. Corey Dews. She's a 5'11 senior. Also in the ball game back again is Gianna Morelli. Gianna Morelli, 6'3". She's a freshman. She'll bring the ball from the backcourt. On the dribble, crossing over. Working the basketball, going to be stolen. Back pedal, working back the other direction off the glass. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the steal with the behind the back. Second time dribble. 2:34 on the game clock. They need to call again. Stepping on the sideline. Looks like the officials looking at the line. You wonder if there was some friction there. A bit of a force out, but they don't call it like that. They're calling the game. They have a license. And we're glad they're here. That's a shortage. And they say that baseball is left a shortage. Sure, we're back out top. Working it around out top, Katie Brown. Outside the arc, left elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry for three. Rebound out of there, Morelli. To the front court on the dribble. In front of the Husky bench. Crossover. Might have been a reach in. There's no foul called. Cameron Renner going to get credit for a bucket. And she probably should have had a foul called right there on the reach in to steal the basketball. Two assists, in my opinion. 1:54 on the game clock. Stolen in the front court. Katie Brown gets it to Ella Hickok. Back out to Cameron Runner to the right side. Katie Brown, three-point shot good. Left elbow extended. Lady Huskies by 22. 29-7. 1:36 on the game clock. Tossed into the front court. It's going to be picked up right there by the Lady Huskies. Back to the front court. Credit that steal. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. Picking up a screen right there from Roten is Cameron Runner. They'll kick it to the corner. Another three-point shot. Pretty much the same vicinity. That was Katie Brown for three. 32-7. Going to be a kick once again. That's got to be four kicks in the first half. She's got some quick reflexes. One of TJ's baseball coaches, Summer Ball, he says she's got reflexes like a cat. And I believe it. So going to bring the ball in. That's Rob Geary. What a guy. He knew the game. We're going back out top. Tipped away. Going to be stolen by the Lady Huskies. Picked up there by Cameron Roten. Hadley Cherry and now Cameron Roten. Cameron Runner. Crossover. She's in the front court. So back pedal dribble behind the arc. She'll launch a three. Shot is good. Good follow through. Nothing but net. 35-7. 44 seconds left here in the first half. On the dribble. Going to work it back and forth. Left side is Lillian Belly. Pass in the front backcourt can be stolen by Lady Huskies. Pressure in the backcourt, stolen right there by Katie Brown to get the assist. Cameron Lundner for two. And we're working through the front court. Then he's stolen once again. That steal by Cameron Roten. In the front court, maybe has 15 seconds left. 37-7 on the dribble. Hadley Cherry out top of the basketball. Stationary dribble. Cameron Lundner working against her. 15. Emmy Cardinal. And the lady has just elected not to get a shot off. So we'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 37. Garen Catholic Lady Golden Eagles 7. We'll go to halftime and the girls will take a little break in the locker room. Probably get some hydration, have a little talk. But we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're right there at the south edge of Noblesville. Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Just go south on 8th Street. You'll run right into Indiana Express Rentals. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26 feet box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from the travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. You'll find Dirk. Dirk will escort you around the yard, and you'll pick a good one. And that Tommy lift will come in handy. We'll also mention tonight's ball game being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, 46038. Their second location is Noblesville. That's Fritz in Noblesville. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville at 2400 Westfield Road. That's Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can go online, flip through the cars. I tell you what, they have some good preferred automobiles. They have trucks right there at Fritz. I did buy a truck at Fritz. I liked it. It was a Ford. Well, mention FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater. The location is 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. And Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurants. Jim Dandy Restaurants, good food, good friends, and good times. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, at Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville can visit both Jim Dandy Restaurants. They're always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a good home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name at Jim Dandy Restaurants, Noblesville, and Tipton. And also bringing you tonight's contest is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21 Sheets Company. She's a real estate agent, and she's a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience, rely on knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Powers Septic and Sewer. You can locate them by telephone at Powers Septic and Sewer, 317-753-8858. Again, that number is 317-753-8858. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. Remember, you can't go without them. Southern Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000. Family owned and operated, that's Powers Septic and Sewer. Right there along 19. Close to Suburban Estates. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone by dialing 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention tonight's ball game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devil football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. In baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Knights have won 2 state titles consecutively last year and this year. They've worked at it, and we'll see what happens this coming year. But we'll mention we welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. 50 seconds left, gonna run down right now. And Eli. So 40 seconds left. And I think we're gonna talk to the senior right here. So we got about 34 seconds. We're gonna talk to Eli. Eli, tell me your last name.
Elijah Taylor.
And you're a football player, you play for Coach Tilly?
Yep.
Tilly. I tell you what, I've interviewed him before. Nice guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great coach, great head coach, and yeah, he's a great guy.
He's been going 10 years here, I think.
I think he's coming up on 10 years. Yep.
So what, you guys had a heck of a season. What was your record?
We were 8-3 this season.
8-3, you're D50 back. Excuse me, you're D50 then. You look like an end. You're not a back.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, yeah, you wear number 53.
Yes, sir, I do wear 53. We had a pretty good season for ourselves, and yeah, our defense was great this year.
You going to college next year?
I am going to go to college next year.
You going
to
play anything?
I am going to play football next year.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I have a few options, so I'm kind of deciding where I want to go.
Me looking at you right now, I bet you do have a few options. Thank you for talking with me.
Of course, anytime.
Appreciate it. That's cool, bud. Thanks. Good luck. Good. So they're going to inbound the basketball. Alternate possession arrow belongs to Hamilton Heights. Ella Hitchcock is passing the front court behind the arc. It's going to be a pass. Pass from outside the lane. Right outside of the three-point line, that Cameron Runner trying to get it to Cameron Roten. Trying to link up there. Ball goes to the front court. Couldn't get the bucket. Going to be a steal in the front court. Picked up there by Cameron Runner. Should go off the glass. Two-point bucket. Good for Runner. 39-7. 7.5 minutes left. Going to be a steal in the front court. Lady Huskies have the basketball. Katie Brown outside the arc. Right elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound Gary Catholic. Number 12, Reagan Haynes. Haynes going to deliver and across the timeline with the pass. That was 14, Ava Bills. They'll work a right side outside the arc. Wouldn't go. I should say outside the paint. Shot taken there by 23, Lillian Belly. They'll work it back the other direction. Outside the arc and moving around. Three-point shot taken. Cameron Roten. Long off the mark. Had it right on line. 7 minutes left. Has gone by 1 minute here in the third quarter. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. And it's called timeout. It's going to be called by Coach Danielle Cardinal. So she'll talk it over right there in the huddle. See if they sit down, and they are. It's a 60-second timeout. And we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll again mention the Hamilton County Reporter. The Hamilton County Reporter, you can get that publication online, or you can get it on paper. You can get it delivered to your mailbox. I do get the Reporter. It shows up online. Tuesday is their day off. Monday, they have a review, but the other weeks, I say, well, they add stuff in there all the time, and you'll find out about local news. You'll get daily local news, and you'll get sports in there. That's from Hamilton County Sports Editor. He's a Hall of Fame member right there at Hamilton County Reporter. That's Richie Hall. Richie Hall was at the ball game Saturday. Did some recording, took some pictures as Hamilton Heights senior. Cameron Runner exploded for more than 11 points in the ballgame to become the all-time leading scorer at Hamilton Heights High School. So they're going to inbound the basketball in front of the scores bench. Going to be brought in right there by 14. Kevin Catholic, 14, Ava Bills in the front court. Out top, and driven into Morelli. Morelli works the elbow right side. Going to lose the handle. Goes back to Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner. Kick it back out. Katie Brown, left elbow extended, three-point shot, wouldn't go, rimmed out, right on line, 39-7. Going to work it down low, Morelli off the glass, two-point bucket, I believe that was Ava Bills on the assist. Morelli, she averages 12 points per ball game. Freshman, 6'3". Outside the arc, shot on the way, three-point shot good, Ella Hickok. Left elbow extended, 42-9, 6:05 left here in the third quarter. Morelli going to pass it to the front court, going to break the press with the basketball near baseline. Emmy Cardinal, ball's going to go out of bounds, going to be last touch by the Lady Huskies. They're going to inbound the basketball, left of the bucket, it's going to be Lillian Belton. Cassidy Shagel, 23, in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. Outside the arc, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Ava Bills. Working back in. And they stole the ball back on the rebound stage, and they put it back in the bucket for two. 42-11 on the dribble crossover. El Hickok to go hard to the hoop. She'll absorb a foul. Couldn't get the layup. She worked hard right there to the hoop. 5'6". So she'll go to the stripe. She'll absorb the foul, and the foul's going to be whistled on number 5, Gianna Morelli. Gianna Morelli, she's a freshman. Gianna Morelli, I understand. Her mom played collegiately. I do know where, but I was asked not to mention that, just in case. But she played Big Ten. 5:38 on the game clock. Shot on the way, rims around, falls in. Ella Hickok. 44-11. Lady Huskies in front. 5:35 left here in the third quarter. Working into the backcourt, Lady Huskies working the press. Tipped away, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok got the ball again as the ball goes loose in front of the scorer's bench. They'll bring it to Cassie Schakel. She'll dish it to Cameron Roten. Roten will drive to the hoop, try the power layup, and she'll absorb a foul, and she'll shoot two. So Cameron Roten is going to go to the foul stripe. As we're going to whistle this foul on 14, Ava Bills. So they'll work it right there. Free throw on the way. Good. She'll have one more. Two-shot foul. Foul situation is two here in the third quarter on Darren Catholic. Hamilton Heights has zero. Second shot, also good. Cameron Roten, 46-11. Lady Huskies in front. Working in the backcourt. Lady Huskies working on their press. We get it to Morelli. She'll hand off. 23, Lillian Bell. She'll cross the timeline. She'll go in the paint. Ball's going to be loose. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say that ball went out of bounds, evidently, off of Darren Catholic. Coach Cardinal in disbelief. And I tell you what, Coach Cardinal, she also played basketball at Purdue. And I think she probably has pretty good eyesight. So we're going to bring the ball in. Hamilton Heights going to cross the timeline. Going to work at right side. They're working at left now. Cameron Leonard behind the arc. Arc in front of the Husky bench. She'll dribble right side to go back left side behind the arc. It's Kennedy Cherry. Out top to Ella Hickok. Back to Kennedy. She'll dribble in. Free throw line. Kick it back around. Cassie Schakel now back in the hands on the back pedal dribble. Cameron Runner. Over to Harry Cherry outside the arc. Kennedy Cherry will pop a three. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound Cameron Runner. She was watching the lean, watching the ball there. Found a good opening and pretty good anticipation to draw a pick up that rebound. 46-11. Huskies in the front court. Slowing it down just a bit. 4:07 on the dribble. Cameron Runner kicks it outside. Cassie Schakel. From the corner, would have been a two, fell out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Kennedy Cherry. Back to Ella. She'll take a baseline jumper, about a 12-footer. Wouldn't go. Kennedy Cherry with another board. Going to work it back around. Ella Hickok, right elbow, outside the arc. Katie Brown. Three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Morelli. That's number 5, Gianna. Gianna Morelli, 6'3". She's a freshman. From two-point land, she entered this ballgame, 15-for-26, at 58%. And she nailed one right there, as I mentioned that, from the right elbow. Two-point shot good for Morelli. 3:25 on the game clock. 46-13. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok works it right side. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. She'll go into paint. She'll take a shot, a little floater there. Works her way back in there amongst the trees. 5'10" Cameron Runner for two in the paint. 48-13. Tipped away in the backcourt. Cameron Runner with the basketball. She'll dribble in. She'll draw a foul, and she'll get the bucket as she released the basketball almost simultaneously to the foul. So they're going to whistle this foul on Garen Catholic, and there's going to be a 60-second timeout called by Coach Danielle Cardinal from the Lady Golden Eagles. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. And I tell you what, while we have a minute, we'll talk just a little bit about boys basketball right here at Garen Catholic High School. The current head coach is Coach Bob Allen. Coach Bob Allen, he's working in year number 6 right here at Garen Catholic. His previous 5 years, they have all been winning seasons. Last year, 22-23 season, they went 16-9. I take that back. They went 20-9 last year. And I'm a pretty good coach. I have met him. He's helped me with some putting me in sports one time. I appreciate that. And we'll also talk about Coach Pete Smith. Coach Pete Smith, he was here when Darren Catholic began back in 2004. First couple of years, Coach Smith let me know that they didn't have complete seasons, but they played basketball. At that time, they weren't affiliates of the IHSAA, but they became affiliates in 2006, I think he told me. And then Coach Pete Smith took him 6 years to get the first Class 3A title down here at Gainbridge, I think it was. It might have been the other name, but anyway. And then they turned around, got another state final title at 2015. So Coach Pete Smith, a lot of work bringing them guys here. And when I walked into the gym today, a gentleman mentioned Matt Holba to me. And that was a blast from the past. Matt Holba, I think he went to Knee-High, played college. Might have sat out a little bit his first year due to an injury. I'm not sure. But Matt Holba was a lot of fun to watch here as a Golden Eagle. Matt Holba, 6'6". And what that guy was, quality individual, and he played team basketball for certain. He was, I think, the 2015 team. So to work it back out top, I will say that during my talk there, Cameron Runner missed her second free throw of the season. So 2-point shot goes in. I believe that was Kennedy Cherry from 2-point land. It's 52-13. We'll get back out top, moving the basketball. Out top, we'll work the right side behind the arc. Going to dribble in. 3-point shot on the way, right of center. Wouldn't go. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Clock moving. We're inside 1:43. I will mention the clock is running. They have the 35-point differential rule. If there's a 35-point differential in the second half, it don't happen in the first half. The rule doesn't allow it to. You play stop and go the whole first half, and when you get a 35-point differential, the clock runs. It'll stop on timeouts, injuries, it'll stop very rarely. So they'll bring it back out top. Left side, Kennedy Cherry. Elbow left side, passes it across, 3-point land, rims off, wouldn't go. That was Cameron Runner, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Bills, going to be a block shot by Cameron Runner. Going to go out of bounds. Left-handed shot, attempt by Ava Bills. Look at that, inbound, and a couple new members on the floor of the Golden Eagles. 21 in the ballgame. Lucy Collins, 5'8 senior. She's 1-for-1 from 2-point land, 100%. She's getting into her third ball game on the season. They've played, this is their fourth game on the season. So foul's going to be whistled. Lady Huskies. They're going to whistle this foul on number 4 in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies, that's Taylor Harley. Taylor Harley wears number 4. She's a 5'6 junior. First shot on the way and good. Pretty form right there, pretty motion. Got the first one. That's number 5, Deanna Morelli. Eyes the second one. Got both of them. 52-15. In the backcourt, Hamilton High crossed the timeline with the pass. Cameron Leonard to Kennedy Cherry. Works it across the way there. Long 3-point shot. Ella Hickok. Now 3 steps behind the 3-point line. Pretty close to Coach Keegan Cherry. 16 seconds left. They work it in. Morelli tipped away, picked up by Ella Hickok. Working back the other direction. She'll go off the glass. She'll get the bucket. And she'll shoot one more. So 8.6 left here in the third quarter. They do stop the clock for free throws. Free throws would sure eat up a lot of time. In a football game, they stop the clock after a touchdown, after the point after conversion. Because they don't let it run while the guys are getting set up to kick off. That would eat up a lot of time. So 3-point play opportunity, Ella Hickok. Scored off the mark, wouldn't go. She got her own board almost. She'll dive in for it. She'll lock it up. Going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it to the Golden Eagles. Lady Golden Eagles, and they're going to run the clock out. So clock empties out. Third quarter complete. score after three quarters. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 57. Darren Catholic, Lady Golden Eagles 15. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we will mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. You can call them by telephone at 765-552-5130. Again, that number is 765-552-5130. Or you can check them out on Facebook. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. I-N-K, period. Again, Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Here at Runyon's, they bleed orange. So they're going to bring the ball in, all set possession arrow. Lady Golden Eagles going to bring it in from side court, adjacent from the scores bench. Brought in slightly in the backcourt on the dribble, 23, Lillian Belly. Work at right side on the dribble, Ella Hickok guarding the basketball. Pretty good matchup, Ava Bills with the basketball. She'll get it back to Belly. They go to the opposite corner, baseline, three-point shot, good. At number 21, Lucy Collins. Lucy Collins, a 5'8" senior. And Lucy Collins hits her second three-point shot of the season. 7:28 on the game clock. On the dribble out top, Cameron Roten. Back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok in the, up near the center circle. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. She'll dribble it back out. Cameron Roten back to Katie Brown. Back to Roten. Roten on the dribble, left elbow, working back out top, Kennedy Cherry, now to Ella Hickok, working it around the perimeter, outside arc, Cameron Roten works it left side, Kennedy Cherry back out top, Cameron Roten. Roten has a triple threat available, she'll pass or shoot, she needs to dribble once, hand the ball off, Katie Brown going baseline, Kennedy Cherry, couldn't get the first shot, got her own board, wouldn't get the second shot, chased down the rebound, tipped it in. Almost picked up by Cassie Schenkel. Picking it up there was Bills. Ava Bills picks it up, goes to the front court. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the hands of the Lady Golden Eagles. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by 23, Lillian Belly. Lillian Belly, just a freshman. Pretty good ball handler. Shot off the mark, three-point land. Shot taken there by Darren Catholic. 22, Corey Dews. Corey Dews in the ballgame. Where's number 22? 5'11 senior. A dribble back around. Back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok. Behind the arc. Works it out top. Centers it up. Kennedy Cherry works it left side. Three-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Cameron Roten for three. 60-18. 5:55 on the game clock. Going to be a steal. Trying to pass it down low. They're trying to get it to Morelli. And Kennedy Cherry picks off the pass. Good anticipation. Out top of the basketball. Still dribble right. That's Kennedy Cherry working around the perimeter. Cassie Schenkel. Back out top. Kennedy Cherry. 5:35 left here in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Left corner baseline. Rims out for Roten. Rebound secured. Kennedy Cherry. Go work at the tack. Sadie Brown. Cassie Schenkel. Now back out top on the dribble. Ella Hickok. Works the left side behind the arc. On the dribble, Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten bounce pass, almost ill-advised to Katie Brown. Katie Brown comes up with it. Looks at left side, ball goes out of bounds. Tough pass to handle. It was over the side court line. It's about like that good catch at the on the Monday night football team last night. That was a tremendous catch. Wow, they had to review it. And it was pinpoint accuracy with the toe being in. He drugged the right foot, but was that right and left toe in? It was. We're going to see the front court on the dribble. Number 14, Ava Bills. Out top of the basketball, Bailey. Sort of right side, three-point shot in the air. Shot wouldn't go. Corey Dews. Rebound, Darren Catholic. Rebound, they push it to the corner. It's just inside the three-point line. Shot would go. Foul committed by Lady Huskies. At the free throw line is Darren Catholic. 4:32, clock stops. First shot, she'll get two. First one wouldn't go. Get some congratulations, some encouragement on the lane from Zeus. She'll get one more. Second shot, good. Credit that bucket. Back into the two-shot foul for 21, Lucy Collins. Lucy Collins. Probably showing Coach Danielle Cardinal some pretty good spunk off the bench, working in her third game of the season out of the four. 4:25 on the game clock. Working the left side behind the arc. Going to dribble in. Have Sherrick. Dish it back out. Harley. That's Taylor Harley. Bring it back out. And working behind the three-point line off the mark there. Cameron Lowton. Rebound. Garen Chaffin. To the front court. Crossover dribble. Lillian Belly. But we're going to free throw line. Shot on the way. Good. Credit the bucket. Lady Golden Eagle. That's number 15. Emmy Cardinal. Emmy Cardinal is a 6'1" freshman. And she might actually spout up a little more with that pituitary going in. I tell you what, her dad's a tall. Gonna work baseline. Baseline and a floater wouldn't go. Baseline floater for Cameron Runner. 3:38 on the game clock. Gonna work the elbow, they're working on in. 2-point shot, wouldn't go for Bills. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner. She'll bring it through the timeline uncontested. 3:26 left, fourth quarter. Works it out behind the arc, has a cherry. She'll work a right side, pick up a screen from Roten. Roten gets the basketball, goes to the corner with it. Taylor Harley going to dish it to Cassie Schakel. Schakel for two. Credit a good pass from Taylor Harley. Very unselfish. 3:07 from the free throw line. Shot would go. Block shot. Shot taken there by 15 in the Cardinal. Going to work it through the timeline, Cameron Runner. Husky waiting to check in at the scores bench. I believe it's Presley Cherry. Going to work it back around. To the corner, Taylor Harley. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll bring it back out. She'll pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll use it. It'll take a long WNBA three. Wouldn't go short off the mark. Straight away from Cameron Runner. 62-21. To the corner, three-point shot. Rims out just short. Again, that was 22, Corey Dews. Corey Dews, a 5'11 senior. So two Huskies waiting to check in at the score bench and one Lady Golden Eagle. On baseline, off the glass, two-point shot good. I believe that was 21, Lisa Collins. Almost a power layup. So Lady Huskies going to check in the ball game. We're going to see number 5, Nora Rieger. She's a 5'6" freshman. And again, yes, Presley Cherry in the ball game. She wears number 20. She's a 5'7" freshman. And they're working in. Taylor Harley still in the ball game. At the free throw line, Golden Eagles is 15. Emmy Cardinal. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot from Corey Dews. Wouldn't go. Ball came down for a rebound and a simultaneous possession. Going to give alternate possession arrow to the Lady Huskies. And taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is number 24, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to take a breather. Back in the ball game, Lady Huskies, number 12, Cameron Roten. Cameron Runner crossing the timeline, slows it up in the front court. Near the center circle, working against her at 15, Emmy Cardinal. So working on the left side, Taylor Harley. Out top, Cameron Roten works at right side. Presley Cherry. Cameron Roten going to go the opposite way, baseline to Taylor Harley to bring it back out. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll work it right side. She'll go to the paint. She'll go off the glass. 2-point shot good. Cameron Runner. 66-21. 1:05 left during the fourth quarter. Cross-court bounce pass. Good pass to Bills. So we're going to see the corner. Corey Dews for three. Rimmed out, nearly went. Rebound fought for. Picked up by 15. Emmy Cardinal. They'll keep the ball in the front court. Going to be a shot taken free throw line. Nora Rieger. Also that shot, ball goes out of bounds, but it's going to be saved by the Golden Eagles. Finally goes out of bounds, last touch by the Hamilton High Huskies. And Coach Keegan Cherry is going to invite Cameron Runner to take a breather. 39.6 left. It's going to be brought in outside the paint. We'll go from the three-point shot in the corner. Just inside. Excuse me. It would have been a two just inside. Wouldn't go. Three-point shot, I should say. And in the front court on the dribble is Nora Rieger. Nora Rieger going to lose handle on the basketball. It's going to be picked up there by Ava Bills. Bills off the glass. Got the bucket. Left-handed layup. And she'll shoot one. So Ava Bills going to the foul stripe. And the foul's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. Number 12, Cameron Roten. She picked up number 3 in the contest. 20.5 seconds remaining. Shot off the rim. Wouldn't go for Bills. She got the 2. Couldn't get the 3-point play. There's going to be a reach in. It's going to be a tie-up. So open fist goes up during the whistle by an official. That means it's not going to be a foul. Close fist tells it's a foul. So we're going to back around. Rebound outer stolen by Cameron Roten. She's going to hold the basketball when it comes to a completion of 32 minutes. We'll mention final score, Hamilton Heights, 56, Jerry Catholic, 23. That's a little bit different from a couple years ago when Hamilton Heights came in here and got 4 points in the first half. And Hamilton Heights was playing catch-up the rest of the game, and they never caught up, got beat by Jerry Catholic, 34-30. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention next game on the agenda for Garen Catholic, the Lady Golden Eagles. They'll play this Saturday. It'll be a day game. It'll be Saturday at 1 o'clock, JV, 2:30 varsity. Heritage Christian, the Lady Eagles, will be right here with the Lady Golden Eagles of Garen Catholic. We thank cooperation to allow Put Me in Sports to be in this gym today. Appreciate that. Deb Sanis and the athletic directing crew, Mr. Ryan Davis and Charlie Berry. And we'll mention Lady Huskies, they are going to get a little bit of time off. Their next game will not happen. Unless they do add a game in the next 15 days, the schedule tells me that the Lady Huskies will play North Miami. Lady Warriors, that'll be at North Miami. And that game will happen on November 29th. That's a Wednesday. So we're about out of here. We thank my wife back home, Soundcheck. She monitored the whole game. She listens to every game just to make sure we don't drop a signal. We are working from a telephone line. We are thankful for AT&T Cellular. I've always been AT&T Cellular. They work well. We're appreciative of them. So we're going to bow out of here. We thank you for listening. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.